Okay, so I'm here today to present findings of research we conducted at BHSE WIC on the impact of policy changes on overweight and obesity rate among WIC children. I will start this session by talking about WIC, the WIC food package, evidence to date on the effect of the WIC food package, significance of the study, the objective of the study, methodologies, study findings, and conclusion. But first, I would like to, my co-author, Dr. Sharon Whaley, and I would like to thank the people who supported our study, and these include Kiran Saluja, Mike Whaley, Judy Gomez, Lou Jiang, Louise Jenks, in addition to, of course, our WIC participants and our funder, First 5 LA. So, what is WIC? WIC is a special supplemental nutrition program that serves low-income, pregnant and postpartum women, infants, and children up to the age of 5. Provides nutritious food and breastfeeding support, nutrition education, and healthcare referral. It's funded by USDA, and it serves, as of today, 9 to 9.1 million of participants nationwide. 1.4 million are in California, and 550,000 in LA County. WIC serves 91% of eligible infants, and 69% of all infants born in LA are served by WIC. The difference between WIC and other USDA food program is that WIC provides specific foods. So WIC participants receive checks that they can redeem for for this specific food, which is the food package. Now, in 2009, the WIC food package was revised and changed to better meet the 2005 dietary guidelines for Americans. And those revisions included addition of fruits and vegetable, cash value voucher of fruits and vegetable. In California, this can be canned, frozen, or fresh. And the value voucher for children is $8, and for adults, it's $10. Also, the new food package includes addition of whole grains, and this includes whole wheat, bread, corn, or whole wheat tortillas, brown rice, bulgur, or barley. The revision also restricted milk purchases to lower fat milk, and unless to everyone except for children under age of 2. Also, the revision reduced the quantities of milk, juice, cheese, and eggs to keep it cost neutral, to keep the changes cost neutral. Now, these revisions also included incentives to promote breastfeeding, such as, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Moms who do very little breastfeeding or no breastfeeding at all receive food up to 6 months postpartum. The infant, on the other hand, of course, they receive, in addition to the formula, they receive cereals and jarred fruits and vegetables. Now, moms who are fully breastfeeding receive food up to 1 year, and the babies who are being fully breastfed, in addition to cereal and jarred fruits and vegetables like everybody else, they receive also infant meats. Now, I would like to talk a little about what have been done so far on the influence of the new revision of the new WIC food package. So, there is growing body of evidence on the influence of the WIC policy change, and these studies include actually studies on access and availability of healthful food, on vendor practices and belief, on breastfeeding outcome in relation to the WIC food package, juice and beverage purchases, whole milk and cheese purchases, and the impact on the diet itself of WIC, the impact on the diet of WIC recipients. For example, in Connecticut and Philadelphia, it was found that availability and variety of healthy food in stores improved after the WIC food package, the changes to the WIC food package. In terms of breastfeeding outcomes in California, issuance rate of the fully breastfeeding package increased by 86% after the revision. And exclusive breastfeeding in California as well, the rates roughly doubled at 3 and 6 months. Now, in terms of juice and beverage purchases in New England, a study have shown that the total purchases of 100% juice among WIC households declined significantly, declined by about one quarter. In terms of milk and cheese, also in New England, the study showed that the purchases decreased significantly as well. Now, in terms of diets, in California, a study by Whaley et al. Found that consumption of whole grain and lower-fat milk, fruits and vegetables, increased significantly, whereas consumption of whole milk decreased by 60 to 63% over baseline. Similarly, in Chicago, a study that looked at the impact of diet found that also significant decrease in the amount of total fat and saturated fat intake. Also, there was a significant increase in overall diet quality and fiber and dietary fiber. The prevalence of the lower fat milk also showed a significant decrease among both African Americans and Hispanics. Now, why are we doing what we're doing? Why do we want to assess the impact of the new food package on obesity rates among children enrolled in WIC? Well, since 50% of infants born in the U.S. and 25% of children aged 1 to 4 will receive WIC at one point in their lives, and then that makes WIC a significant source of nutrition and nutrition education to low-income families. Also, low-income families, studies have shown that they are disproportionately affected by obesity and its consequences. And lack of access to healthy food and limited resources has been shown as a contributor to obesity. Therefore, we believe that it's very important to examine the impact of this major policy change on the diet among low-income families. So, who else have looked at obesity rates before and after the food change, the food package change? Well, it's only New York State. New York WIC to date is the only WIC program that has looked at obesity rate before the package change and after the package change, and they found a 6% decline among one-year-olds and from 15.1 to 14.2 and 3% decline among 2 to 4 year-olds, and that was 2 years after the food package change. No other states have looked at that and have compared rates before and after the change, and we believe that Southern California is an interesting place. It's very important to look at this impact there because it has the largest WIC program, has a large population of Hispanics, and given that the burden of obesity is among Hispanic, is high, and we feel that it's important to examine the effect of the package on obesity among California WIC participants. So what did we do? Well, we looked at 316,000 record PHFE WIC records of children aged 3 to 4. So what is PHFE or who's PHFE WIC? Well, PHFE WIC stands for Public Health Foundation Enterprise WIC, and It is the largest local program in the nation. Its caseload is 310,000 individual monthly. PHF eWIC serve Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Bernardino County. And PHF eWIC capture participant demographic data and food package data via an integrated statewide information system. Now, for this study, we used BMI, which is in the system. BMI in the ISIS system is computed using measured weight and height. Measured weight and height are obtained for all children every 6 months by WIC staff. And these measurements were validated by Dr. Mei Wang when she compared WIC measurement of 287 2 to 5 year old children with gold standard research protocol measurement. And she found high intraclass correlation for height, weight, and BMI ranged from 0.93 to 0.99 intraclass correlation, which makes this measurement highly accurate and can be used for studies like the one we're doing right now, so for surveillance and research. We used the chi-square test to compare the rates before and after, so year 2009 and year 2014. We used chi-square test to look at the difference between those rates. Our study sample was similar. Our sample consisted mostly of Hispanic, almost 86% in 2009 and 84% in 2004, and almost half were female. We found a decline, a 2% decline in overweight rates between 2009 and 2014. The 16.6% decreased to 16.3%. The decline was even higher for obesity rates. It was 9.4%, and that was from 21.6% to 19.5%. The trends, we found the same trends when we ran the analysis by race and ethnicity. So same thing. These are the overweight rates by race ethnicity, and same things happen for the different ethnic group. The decline in terms of obesity rates, same thing. The decline was also even higher. As you can see here, rates of obesity among Hispanic, for example, 22.9% in 2009, decreased to 21% in 2014. For example, among non-Hispanic whites, from 14.8 to 11.9, that's almost 20%. We found the same trend as well when we ran the rates by gender. Almost approximately 2% decline in the rates of overweight between 2009 and 2014. Now, this is for obesity rates. So, is WIC in Southern California changing what children eat? I mean, is it WIC that contributing to these changes? Well, we noticed from our analysis that the new food package appears to be having the hoped effect of contributing to the reduction in childhood obesity. But we also know that WIC does not operate in vacuum, and that this was a natural experiment, and we did not have a control group. That's because we couldn't. And we also recognize that we need a more detailed picture to understand the exact contributors to this decline, to the decline we've seen. However, we also feel that since at least half of the infants in the United States receive WIC services at some point, and since there is abundant evidence suggesting that obesity disproportionately affects kids in this group, we feel that those recent cost-neutral changes could be very vital in our nation's fight against obesity. We definitely would like to hear your thoughts, and if you have any ideas on how we can, how we can move forward, we'd like to hear that. Thank you so much, and welcome any questions. We'll leave the question till the end. Okay, alrighty. Thank you so much.